tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is the place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Good day, everybody. How y'all doing today? Here you go again. My name is Valentine Harris, and welcome to another episode of The Common Ground. Okay, so like I said, we're going to actually continue from our last week's conversation that we discussed about the Iran and Israel crisis that's going on over there in the Middle East. There's so much negative things that could happen. We don't know. I know Donald Trump recently said there's supposed to be like a ceasefire between them, but how I feel about that, we're going to wait and see, because those people over there in the Middle East, they like to play the long game. They might act like there's a ceasefire today. 6 months from now, a year from now, God forbid. Who knows, okay? But anyway, people, I just want y'all to stay vigilant, okay? So now, on last week's episode, last week on Common Ground, I explore the complex on an explosive relationship between Iran and Israel. Okay, so we talked about tracing back their history from unlikely allies to bitter adversaries, right? So think about it. Back in the early 40s, or late 40s, early 50s, Iran and Israel were actually good friends, right? So both of them founded a nation, right? One man founded, he reinvented Iran back in the 1920s, the late 1920s. And then in the late 1940s, somebody found Israel, right? So the birth of Israel in 1948 and the rise of modern Iran under the Shah. So now, we also uncovered how the two cooperated economically, militarily, and even shared intelligence to Mossad and Sepahan during the Cold War. So, well, what happened, you might say, right? What really happened? What really changed? Why did all of a sudden these two countries, right, talk to each other? They're like neighboring countries now, nations, and they're close to each other. But all of a sudden, they just became bitter enemy. So everything changed around 1979. Iran's Islamic Revolution overthrew the Shah, ushering in a new era under the Ayatollah Khomeini, the Ayatollah Khomeini, right? So Iran became anti-Western and anti-Israel and began supporting groups like Hezbollah and Islamic Jihad, launching a decade-long proxy war against Israel. So just like I said, right, back in 1979, when the revolution came and overthrew the Shah, right? So once they did all of that, you know, the new regime, they did not like the Western way of life. Even till this day, they do not like the Western way of life. Even just recently, I saw online where Iran was saying death to America. Some of the people in Iran, they were saying death to America, right? Because they always think that America is always in other people's business and they won't mind their own daggone business, right? Death to America, that's what they keep saying. So Iran has been the enemy for a long, long time. So I also discussed last week's episode, about Iran's regional influence. The funding of Hezbollah, Hamas, and militias in Iraq and Syria, and how Israel responded with cyber attacks, right? Covert operation and targeted assassination of nuclear scientists. So last week I discussed about how Israel assassinated those scientists, right? That was supposed to be making those nuclear bombs. Then I turned the Obama, right, era. So when President Obama was president, him and Iran came up with a deal called the JCPOA, the Iran nuclear deal, right? It aimed to limit Iran's nuclear capabilities in exchange for sanction relief. Think about it, right? So America had all the sanctions on Iran, right? All the sanctions. So when America puts sanctions on a lot of countries, these countries can't make money, point blank. They cannot make money. So Obama said, okay, I'm going to take out some of these sanctions if you don't make no more nuclear weapons. Because let's be honest with you, right? We don't want a country like Iran to make nuclear weapons, right? Because sometimes people think, oh, Iran is unhinged, right? They could just use a nuclear weapon anytime they want to. But some people can argue as well. America is the only country in the world that had ever dropped nuclear weapon on a country. Remember Hiroshima? Remember when that happened? How America dropped two nuclear bombs back then, huh? So who could be the unhinged one, really? When you think about it, right? But anyway, Obama, like I said, signed the new Iran nuclear deal, right? So now, here comes Donald Trump. Trump, back in 2018, because I got to be honest with you, man. Every time, it seemed like whatever Obama did that was positive, when Donald Trump came out in office in 2016, he wanted to rip that crap up because he hated that the black man was doing positive stuff. That's how I feel. He hated that the black man was doing something positive. So guess what he did, right? He said, okay, I'm the president of the United States now. I do whatever I want to do, and nobody's going to stop me from doing it. So Trump, he pulled the U.S. out of the deal in 2018, launching the maximum pressure campaign, reimposing harsh sanctions, and isolating Iran economically, right? So when Trump did that back in 2018, right, he put up back all those sanctions and isolated the countries so the country can't make no more money so that the economy could go down. So now Iran retaliated, right, by ramping up uranium enrichment and reducing international oversight. So now, let's talk about the uranium for a second, right? Remember when the United States just bombed over there in Iran? Okay, a few weeks ago when they bombed Iran over there, and they think Iran not going to be keeping a lot of uranium to make their own nuclear weapon. Okay? You know what I mean? Me personally, I don't believe no one should be carrying no dagger, no having no dagger, nuclear weapon, man. That's how I feel. No country at all should be having that stuff. Because there's all going to be this one unhinged person that's going to be like, you know what, they're going to get into their feelings and they're going to murder a lot of people. They're going to murder a lot of people, unalive a lot of daggone people because they're into their feelings. It's going to happen, I'm telling you. It happened already. I believe it's going to happen again. So, right, so with the rising tensions, right, failed diplomacy, and the looming possibility of war, even right now, right? Well, just like I said, when America bombed Iran a few weeks ago, right? It said the possibility of war, right? So right now, they're supposed to be at a so-called ceasefire right now. That's what they say, right? But we're going to see what's going to happen in the near future. I'm praying by the grace of God, nothing happens at all. But like I said, these people play the long game. Look what damn Bin Laden did. I was watching a documentary about Bin Laden. And Bin Laden been in power for years, right? And since the 1990s, this man wanted to attack America, right? And since the 1990s, Bin Laden wanted to attack America. And he waited to the right time in 2001 to do it, okay? So when y'all think that we forget about what happened today, 10 years from now, that could be. You understand me? It could happen, I'm telling you. Right, because these people don't play. Okay? When you think that you got them, they come back with something else. And according to the people on the news, right, the Iran don't have just Iran alone. They be funding a lot of terrorists as well to do their dirty bidding. Okay? According to CNN and other sources. All right? So, after all that happened, right, So, like I said, the U.S. reimposed all sanctions that have been lifted under the JCPOA and added new ones, right? They also targeted Iran's oil export, cutting off its most vital revenue stream. The sanctions on Iran's banking sector, making it nearly impossible to do business internationally. So Iran also blacklisted individuals and companies tied to the Revolutionary Guard and Iranian leadership. This caused Iran economy to shrink, inflation to skyrocket, and its currency to lose massive value, right? Man, so much negative things, you know, that they did. Okay. So after Donald Trump now took off the made a lot of sanctions, right? Then the Trump administration also used secondary sanctions to pressure other countries. If European or Asian companies did business with Iran, they could be banned from U.S. markets. This forced many global companies to pull out of Iran, isolating it even further. So SWIFT access was restricted again, disconnecting Iran from global banking. So Iran economy went into crisis mode with soaring unemployment and widespread public unrest. With all the stuff that's happening, right? You think Iran gonna forget all that stuff? You're making a sad mistake. So Iran's reactions, right? After a strategic patience period of about 1 year, Iran began retaliating by pulling back from its nuclear commitments. So here it is again. After a strategic patience, keyword, patience. That's what they have a lot of, patience, right? Period of 1 year, Iran began retaliating by pulling back from its nuclear commitment. So, gradual resumption of enrichment, enriching uranium above the 3.67% limit set by the deal, using more advanced centrifuges than allowed, exceeding the 300 kilogram uranium stockpile cap, right? This accelerated their ability to reach weapons grade levels, reducing the breakout time from 12 months to just a few weeks by 2024 to 2025. So now, the expulsion of the IAEA inspectors from some sites. So Iran began limiting or blocking access to international inspectors. Certain uncleared nuclear sites became off limits. The International Atomic Agency, our energy agency, reported growing concerns over transparency on compliance. These moves heightened global fears that Iran was covertly racing toward a nuclear weapon. So America said, and Israel said, Iran, you're not going to have a nuclear weapon. It's like they're bullying Iran to not have the nuclear weapon. But guess what, though? The United States have their own. Other countries have their own. But you're going to bully the other country? And no matter, it doesn't matter, man. No matter who's in charge of that country, right? Whether it's America, Russia, or any other country. You can't take that one damn leader to be very unhinged and use the nuclear bomb. Just like I said, look what happened to Hiroshima back in the day. And even to this day, those damn Japanese, they are still feeling that effect from the nuclear bomb. Those bombs that was thrown on them. Huh? So right now, who's really unhinged? Let's talk about that, huh? Let's have a conversation. Who's really unhinged, huh? Like I said, America's the only country that have ever done that. Right? America's the only country. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So now, let's summarize a little bit from last week. So Trump's strategy was to apply extreme economic and diplomatic pressure to force Iran into a more comprehensive deal. One that would include not just nukes, but missiles, terrorism, and regional aggression. Instead, Iran escalated its nuclear program and tensions reached military flashpoints by this year, by a couple weeks ago, right? So now, let's talk about it, right? Who attacked who first? Who attacked who first? I at this moment, Iran wasn't bothering no damn body. You know what I mean? Well, who knows? They probably were plotting a year from now, 6 months from now. We don't know. But at least this moment, right? And America and Israel. And from, you know, from watching the news, that dagger, to me, that damn Benjamin Netanyahu, right? I'm trying to pronounce the man's name, okay? It's kind of hard, all right? But still, that man, the prime minister of Israel, all right? For the past 30-something years, this man has been trying to goad America to attack Iran. I don't see some clips online. About 30-something years. He tried to rebuild Clinton. You know what I mean? And Bill Clinton loved Israel. But that was a no-no. He tried it with the second George Bush. And George Bush, also Israel, was a no-no. We're not going to attack Iran for what? Instead of attacking Iran, they end up going to Iraq with the fake weapon of mass destruction. Right? That's all they did. Then after that, right, when Obama came into power, Obama and Benjamin could not get along. They didn't like each other. They really did not like each other. You probably look it up on YouTube now how they just could not get along. Okay? And then, of course, the first Trump administration, right? I know he wanted Trump to do it at that time, but Trump was like, no. But this time, Trump was like, hey, kid, we're going to go shoot a couple missiles over there. And that's what they did. Okay. So now, let's go back into today's time. Right? Into part two of this Iran-Israel crisis. You know, the reason why I decided to do these two-part episodes is because these type of things can actually interest me, though. You know what I mean? Because when you think about these countries and the rich history that they have, like Israel, how, you know what I'm saying, all the countries that were back in the Bible days, you know what I mean? Iran, the modern-day Iran, the type of Persia, all the great stuff, all the places that have great, rich history, which I love to just learn about. You know what I mean? That's why I had to do my research for this podcast so I can discuss it, because I do believe this is very interesting. So now, after Trump left office, right, Biden tried to revive the deal that Obama started. Trump took it away. Bam. He said, no, I don't want this crap. I don't like Obama. Well, he didn't say he don't like Obama, but you know, real talk, this man did not like Obama. Obama embarrassed him one time. That's why he doesn't like Obama. He's very sensitive, right? So, after Trump took the deal away, so when Biden took office in January 21st, 2021, he made reviving He made to try to revive the JCPOA, a foreign policy priority. But why, you might say, why did Joe Biden try to do that, you might ask? So, he tried to do it to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear bomb without war. He tried to do it to restore diplomatic norms after Trump's unilateral withdrawal. He tried to do it to stabilize the Middle East and reduce oil market volatility. Okay? So, what Biden did? What did Biden do, right? So Biden, he sent envoys to negotiate with Iran via through European mediators, right? So went there, tried to talk to them about, say, you know what though? Trump messed up, man. I think that they can deal. We should bring him back, right? So he offered partial sanctions, relief, if Iran returned to full compliance, right? So he also signaled openness to a longer and stronger deal that could cover missiles and proxies. So Iran were like, you know what though? Forget all the mess. I ain't trying to deal with you, United States, today anymore. We tried it before, right? We tried that before, and you had a president that took the deal away. How do I know if he tried again, right? And another president that come in office is not going to take that deal away again. So we don't. I don't trust y'all, right? That's basically what Iran is saying. I don't trust America. Because right now you're disappointing me right now. So now Iran demanded full sanction relief before rolling back nuclear activity. Iran insisted the U.S. promised never to leave the deal again, right? Something Biden couldn't legally guarantee. Because just like I said, if a new president would have come in office, you know what I mean? I should say a new Republican president come in office, they could take the damn deal away. Right, hardliners in Iran, especially after Ebrahim Raisi's election as president in 2021, opposed major concessions, and Israel lobbied against the deal, fear it would embolden Iran. So, after the new president of Iran, Ebrahim Raisi, yeah. Right, I've been butchering these dagger names, man. I can't help it, all right? The damn Bible butchering, but it's okay. All right. So when he came into office, he's like, you know what though? I ain't trying to deal with y'all. My damn predecessor, he tried it before. And y'all took the damn deal away. So guess what? Forget y'all. I'm not trying to deal with y'all. Leave me the hell alone. All right. So Israel lobbied against the deal. Right? So Israel now lobbied against the deal, fearing it would embolden Iran. So, the results, right? The diplomacy was dead. It was dead in the water. Dead in the water. That's what they say. It was dead in the water, right? Iran continued to enrich uranium at nearly 60% purity. Weapons grade is 90%. Wow. So, the breakout time, right? Take a few weeks. The world edge closer to a confrontation. Takes a few weeks, right? So now, ran down Trump bomb Iran a few weeks ago, right? And they came in on TV and said, oh, it was obliterated. Everything was obliterated or whatever. It was gone, right? No, not damaged, but obliterated. Gone. All the crap. Do you think all this stuff is really gone? Or do you think Iran was smart enough to move this stuff before America decided to attack them? Because think about it, right? When they were actually staging the airplanes, it was all on the deck of news. People could see on the news that this the airplane, the ship and all this stuff was going to the closer to the border of Iran. So do you think Iran wouldn't be smart enough to move, at least mostly as much as they could move before the attack? Because they knew it was coming. Common sense would tell you, right? Anybody with common sense would say, you know what I'm saying? I guarantee you they watch CNN, probably Fox News maybe, right? And they see what's going on, right? They see the dagger, the stuff, the ship, the airplane, everything coming toward the area, right? Because basically it took the United States, I guess the honor for the Air Force, whichever branch, it took them 36 hours, right, to reach from wherever they were to reach their spot. You understand me? And I'm going to tell you right now, although I might not agree with everything, but I got to say this. I got to give kudos to the United States military, man. You know, like as a veteran, for what they did over there, you know what I'm saying? They still hit the target regardless, right? The target that they were aiming for, they still hit the target. You know what I mean? So I got to say kudos to those pilots and the crew members that did what they did. You got to respect them for that. You have to respect the military because no matter what, they're following the orders and you can't blame them because they're just following the orders. All right? As a former retired military myself, I got to respect those guys. So now, Trump's 2025, right? So let's fast forward to Trump, his return on 2025. So Trump doubles down on maximum pressure. Right, Trump 2.0. Yeah. He expands sanctions to target China or others doing business with Iran. So anybody that's doing business with Iran, here's sanctions them. Ooh, I'm put sanctions on you, I'm put sanctions on you. He doesn't care. He declared Iran's nuclear facility legitimate military targets. He publicly supports Israel strikes. He offers arms to Saudi Arabia and the UAE to contain Iran. Think about it, right? He offering arms to Saudi Arabia and the UAE to contain Iran. So how do we know that those countries couldn't use those same arms against us? That's a question you got to think about. Huh? So Iran retaliates, right? Increase attacks via a proxies in Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon. You know what I mean? You know Lebanon got rich history even back in the Reagan era. Or how serious Lebanon was back then. So Iran attempts to close the Strait of Hormuz, spiking global oil prices. Conducts cyber attacks on the U.S. infrastructure and announces intent to cross 90% uranium threshold to nuclear breakout. So they have to get 90% of uranium to get that nuclear breakout that they want. So Israel acts, right? So Israel conduct airstrikes on nuclear facilities in Natanz and Fordu. The mobilizes reservists and prepares for regional war and cyber attacks Iranian power grid, right? So the ones that attack the power grid of Iran too as well. So now this is the world responses, right? Response, right? So China urges de-escalation but funds Iran covertly. So like I said, China, right? Is urging to de-escalate the fight, but still funding Iran. Now, Russia uses chaos to distract from Ukraine. Because, you know, I'm telling you right now, you know, we Jamaicans got a saying, right? We look a bit, but we talawa. That's what we Jamaicans say. Ukraine might be a small country, but it's taking on a big country like Russia. For the past, 3 years now, the war be going on, and Russia can't contain Ukraine, then Zelensky is doing his thing. So, part of, again, the world response, right? The UN Security Council deadlocked, right? The Security Council, they can't come to really come to an agreement, right? And now, the oil hits $180 a barrel. You know what that means for y'all? Out there, if it's not already happening, oil prices are going up again, right? The refugee crisis is still going and going. You know what I mean? There's so many refugees out there that need help. Because think about it, right? These countries out there that's bombing other countries with innocent people. You know how sad that is? You know what I mean? And sometimes I hear when people say, if you go against Israel, you're anti-Semitic, right? Why is that person being anti-Semitic if they're being honest with the next person? You know what I mean? You can still like Israel, and you can still say what they're doing is wrong, right? You know what I mean? Bombing all those people, not only in Iran, over there in Gaza, and all of those daggum things, and innocent people dying, you know what I mean? And then one time when I saw the bomb of a daggum food van, you know what I mean? Me being a former food service person, I took that to heart, man. These people over there trying to feed people. And the damn prime minister just came on TV, act like everything was nonchalant. Is that right? Let me know, is that right? That innocent people can die and there's no repercussion happening at all? Or are they just casualties of war? Casualties of war? Huh? So does that make it right? That these people, man, it just breaks my heart when I see on TV and this is somebody, a lot of these people are hungry and need food. You know what I mean? Can't eat. Somebody going to go days without eating. Mom's got to find food for the babies to eat. Huh? Is that right? Let me know. Okay? Now, with all that being said, right? Over there in Iran, all the places, the financial market could eventually crash if they keep taxing these people. And now, this is a big deal, right? Fear of a World War III, if that becomes real. Huh? I've been saying this for the past couple of years, that we're going into another war. I can feel it. Right? It's going to be another World War. It's going to happen. Right now, they're just delaying the inevitable right now. That's what they're doing. They're delaying the inevitable, right? World War is coming. You understand me? And this president is going to send some of your children out there to die for no damn reason. Just like when I was in Iraq. So many people that I went overseas with never made it back home because of a damn lie. Weapons of mass damn destruction, a damn lie. How many people after 9/11 volunteered to join the military? There are so many patriotic people volunteered to join the United States military because of what happened? Huh? You see what I'm saying? It's frustrating, man, how these world leaders, right, don't care about their soldiers and their people. Because if they really do care, things would have been different. Huh? Let me know. Things would have been different. So now, you know what I mean? More stuff. The proxies, the cyber warfare, and World War III scenarios, right? Iran's regional web of influence, too. You know, we are in the internet age right now. Internet age. And there could be a lot of hacking of government stuff. You know what I mean? A lot of hacking. I'm telling you. The hospital that I once worked for, our system was down for like 24 hours because it could be a damn hacking. You understand that? You know what I'm saying? Iran's strategy, avoid direct war, use others to do their fighting, right? Because like I said at the top of the show, that Iran, what they do, they fund a lot of these terrorists, right? If Iran doesn't attack us directly, they're going to attack us indirectly by funding these damn terrorists to do their bidding for us, right? Not only these terrorists, you understand me? They could try to attack the United States government computer system and crash every damn thing. It could happen. Now, Hezbollah in Lebanon, armed with 150,000 rockets, most powerful non-state actor in the world. Think about it. Hezbollah in Lebanon, armed with 150,000 rockets. The most powerful non-state actor in the world. Funded and trained by Iran. Just like I just said. Funded and trained by Iran. Loyal to Tehran could overwhelm Israel's Iron Dome if unleashed. Iron Dome. I know Donald Trump was talking about building the damn Iron Dome over the United States. I think that would be a good thing if they build a dome over the United States of America. I don't be mad at that. Now, the Houthis in Yemen, right? They the Shiite rebels supported by Iran. Again, they the Shiite rebels are supported by Iran. Okay, they have attacked Saudi oil fields and UAE targets. Recently launched drones at Israel ships in the Red Sea. Recently, right? The Houthis in Yemen, I don't remember when that happened. Houthis in Yemen, right? Launched drones at Israel in the Red Sea. Wow. So the militia in Iraq and Syria, right? Groups like Kataib Hezbollah and Liwa Fate Mion act as extensions of the IRGC. Used to attack U.S. bases in Iraq, right? They helped Assad win the Syrian civil war. So now, cyber militias operating across Europe and the U.S. Iran uses state hackers as cyber criminal gangs to attack water systems, ports, banks, right? They spread misinformation, steal data and blackmail companies. They influence elections and policy to debate online. All the cyber attacking, you know what I mean? All this misinformation and disinformation that's going on outside, out there, online, you know? And these countries like Iran, even Russia, have things to do with that, especially when it comes to the daggone election. You know what I mean? Even in the 2024 election, Russia was using cyber, the internet, to feed disinformation and misinformation to people about this election, lying to people intentionally. Okay? It happened. And it's always going to continue to happen unless we contain the stuff. So now, imagine, right, if they're in World War III. So imagine, like I said, if they were on the World War III, right? Escalation through cyber attacks on U.S. or Israeli infrastructure. Escalation through cyber attack. So Iran's cyber units have already targeted Israel water suppliers, right? The U.S. electric grids and financial institutions. A massive cyber attack that killed civilians or paralyzes hospitals could trigger a military response. Now, think about the naval battles in the Persian Gulf, Strait of Hormuz. Iran has threatened to block this key oil route, If they sink a U.S. ship or mine a commercial vessel, it could lead to a U.S. retaliation and a broad war. These are like scenarios that's going that could happen, right? We're not saying it's going to happen, but these are like scenarios. So direct confrontation, Israel airstrike on Tehran. If Israel believes Iran is days away from going on nuclear, they might bomb Tehran or Natanz. Iran would respond with missile attack, activating Hezbollah and Hamas. Full-blown war begins, right? And if Israel get into war, the United States will get into war with Israel. Well, let me say that again. If Israel get into war, the United States will join Israel into the war. And then other countries is going to follow suit. You know what I mean? For the U.S. and Israel and for Iran as well. Who knows? Maybe China could be on the Iran side. Maybe North Korea. All of those countries that don't play. Those countries don't play. You know what I mean? A lot of those damn countries be training since we're little kids. Think about it. A lot of these kids, a lot of these countries, they've been training their damn soldiers since we're young. Imagine right now, America, right? We're supposed to be the most powerful country on earth, right? I do believe we are because we have the weapons. But imagine if we have to really go get our hand-to-hand combat. I'm sorry. I feel bad for a lot of our young soldiers if we have to hand-to-hand because a lot of these damn people over there, they've been training since they're young. You understand me? All right, so global oil markets, right? Crash. Gas prices spike. Refugee crisis unfold. A war between Iran and Israel will disrupt oil flows, destabilize neighboring states, and send millions fleeing. Exactly. So Europe could face another refugee crisis. So a lot of people on that side of the world could be trying to flee to Europe just to get away. Innocent people. I mean, they have young babies to save. You know what I'm saying? China and Russia might exploit the chaos. Because right now, if y'all don't know, China is just waiting in the wings to control Taiwan. And that's what they want. They want Taiwan. So if the United States is mixed up in a war, they can't protect Taiwan. I'm telling you. Everything has a damn domino effect. The U.S. will be pulled into conflict military, economically, and diplomatically. You understand me? The U.S. could be pulled into a conflict that we probably didn't start. You know what I mean? That we, the United States, did not start. And everything goes back to Israel. You understand me? That we probably did not start. So we just gotta be mindful and just be aware of wherever you are, because you never know. You know what I mean? What could happen? You never know, my people. Just be aware of your surroundings wherever you are. Okay? Because right now, even right here in the United States of America, they got people out there that's crazy as hell. Let's be real about that. They got some crazy daggone people that do crazy stuff. Just like a couple days ago, let me talk about this other subject a little bit, but I need to discuss this. This 20-year-old kid started a fire just to lure firefighters where they were. And he killed two firefighters just recently. I think it was in Idaho somewhere. Killed two damn firefighters, man. He was just doing the damn job. And then he off himself. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So you just got to be aware of your surroundings at all times, okay? Because you'll never know. You'll never, never know. Okay, now, let me talk about the final segment, all right? So what comes next? Can diplomacy still work? Can it still work? Possibly, but time is running out. Iran's nuclear program is near weapons grade. Hardliners are in charge in both Israel and Iran. The window for peaceful resolution is closing fast. What should the U.S. do, right? Should they avoid a war, but prepare for it? I believe so. Rebuild diplomatic coalitions, Europe, the Gulf state. Offer Iran off-ramps to partial sanctions relief. Quietly back Israel red lines or harden cyber defense, right? What do you think? United States should be doing those things? Should they stay out of other people's business? Should they mind their business and make sure the people who are paying the taxes here in America are well taken care of? What do y'all think, huh? Why are always in other people's business? Why? Huh? Tell me why. Why should every everyday citizen know, right? I believe everyday citizen should be vigilant, should be paying attention. This isn't just over there. It's also over here. Because what happened over there can affect us over here as well. Like the gas prices. Cyber war. Oil markets. Nuclear escalation. It will affect us all. Everything will affect us. Watch this space. And please, man, please, everybody, please pay attention. Right? We are closer to a major global conflict than we've been in 60 years. Think about it, right? We're close to a major global conflict, right? The last major one we had was about Vietnam, 60 years ago, about 60 years ago. Right? And even now, America won't admit if they lost the war or not. The damn Vietnam War, they're not going to admit that stuff. Right? Did they really lose the war? Because of the guerrilla warfare? You know what I mean? But anyway, tell me what y'all think though, man. I'm telling you. I just want y'all to pay attention, okay? Pay attention, pay attention, pay attention to what's going on in this round. You know what I mean? Even if you ain't got time, sometimes I know. Sometimes some of y'all can be busy because of work. You know what I mean? Sometimes y'all work two jobs. Some of y'all, we're just working hard to take care of your family. But even if it's just 5 minutes out of your day, just pay attention, watch some kind of news, just see what's going on in the world. You know what I mean? Do not depend on your daggone phone, you know what I mean, on TikTok to give you your daggone news. Watch actually a reputable site. You know what I mean? Read an article just to see what's going on over there, just for you to know what's going on. You know what I mean? Sometimes you might be on your lunch break, and you might be bored in the car, probably trying to take a little nap before you go back to work. Okay, now I've done that before in the past. You know what I mean? Go on your phone and look up some kind of article and see what's going on. You know what I mean? Follow some kind of reputable news site, a news station, so when you get alerts, those alerts can come on your phone. Something for you to pay attention to. Okay, something, because you never know what can happen out there. Because I'm telling you right now, when America thinks that we are a ceasefire, yeah, over there, overseas, Iran, they might not doing nothing right now because they're staying quiet. They're staying quiet right now. But you will never know what could come in the near future. You can't. You know what I mean? Anything can happen. Anything. Because these people, they wait patiently. Okay? They wait patiently to see when is the perfect time to attack. That's what they do. So you gotta pay attention. Okay? You gotta pay attention to see what's going on. because we would never know. We would never know. But anyway, in the meantime, right, while y'all doing that, right here, the Maharaja, the Tyrant of Udaipur, available on Amazon right now. You understand me? This is a really good read. Talk, have so much great stuff, right? Just like I was just talking about war. You understand me? The Vikram tried to control a lot of land and try to dominate a lot of land. But still, at the end, he met his match at the end. Okay? Please, if you don't mind, to get yourself a copy of this book, and you will really enjoy this read, okay? If you like period pieces, you will love this read right here, okay? Very good read. You know what I mean? Please go get yourself a copy of this book. Also, Game Interrupted, the Michaela Carter Story, available on Amazon. Please go and support independent artists, independent authors, okay? And I thank you so much for listening to me today, okay? Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.